Welcome to MICF Daily for Wednesday, April 10th, 2013. My name is Mike Brown and I'm here to guide you on the inside track of all things Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Hump day here at the festival and also on MICF Daily. Hope you're coping with what Wednesday hands you. Me, I've been a bit on the tired side lately, what with this show and getting out and seeing stuff at this Melbourne International Comedy Festival. So if you are feeling a little that way, maybe get yourselves out tonight to the Town Hall, get yourselves to the Portland Trades, even the small venues like where today's guest is at the Imperial Hotel. Take a punt on an early show and maybe that tiredness will turn itself right around. You'll get yourself laughing, you'll feel upbeat and happy and ready to take the rest of the week on. I know it's happened to me once already this year. Today on the program, I have a chat with Neil Sinclair about his show Funny. You'll find out a little bit about him and his semi-successful stint as a liar. Or will you? You'll have to find out after the MICF Daily News with Evan McHugh. He's standing by. Evan, take it away.
This is the MICF Daily News for Wednesday, April 10th. I'm Evan McHugh. More reviews have been released in the last few days, and MICF Daily has the wraparound of how many stars have been given away. Melanie Sheridan of Beat Magazine has understood the fuss about the Pyjama Men. Tamara Vogel has declared Hannah Gatsby not one to be missed, and Tess Woodward has announced that this year's Comedy Zone cast has been impeccable. In the Herald Sun, 4.5 stars have been awarded to John Conway and his new Conway Tonight Show, Dane Rathbun and Political Asylum, with 4 stars given to Facty Fact and The World's Problem Solved. The Age has given 4 stars to previous MICF Daily guests, Slut Monster and Friends, in addition to The Pyjama Men, and comedy website Squirrel Comedy have recommended Asher Treleaven, Setlist and Sam Simmons. The Raw Comedy Grand Final lineup is 100% locked and ready to go this Sunday. The Festival Ran contest is a nationwide search to find Australia's funniest new comedians, which is won by this year's Moosehead recipient, Lessons with Lewis. Joining state final winners, Cameron Duggan, Queensland, Aaron Chen, New South Wales, Jay Morrissey, Victoria, Demi Lardner, South Australia, Chris Menzies, Tasmania, Justin Crooks, Northern Territory, Tim Noon, Australian Capital Territory, and Sean Conway, Western Australia, will be fellow Western Australian Colin Ebsworth, Queensland's Becky Lewis, and Victorian Comics Andy Matthews and Megan McKay. Also just announced will be a feature set from Celia Pacquola, in addition to special guest Neeti Palta, the winner of Raw Comedy India. Matt O'Keen will host. The event takes place this Sunday, 5 p.m. at the Town Hall. Limited tickets remain at Ticketmaster. Old Man Ape is back. The Tuxedo Cat has returned for an off-festival favourite for 2013 following a sellout at the Adelaide Fringe Festival. A young man dressed as a gorilla dresses an old man, sits rocking in a rocking chair for 56 minutes and then leaves, while on the other side of the planet, another young man dressed as a gorilla dressed as an old man, sits rocking in a rocking chair for 56 minutes and then leaves, returns this Saturday night, 12:30 to 1:26 a.m. at the Tuxedo Cat, 7 to 23 Willis Street in the city. After an insider look at the Comedy Festival, festival performer Rose Callaghan has penned a piece inside the Melbourne Comedy Festival, and it's worth a read. The article discusses many of the things comedians have been chatting about, both good and bad. The weirdness of reviews, the pains of flyering, and the food warming at the Bay Maries of Swanson Street, Main Street, Golden Towers. The article is available online at thevine.com.au. Meanwhile, beat writer Nick Tarris is on track to break the record for most shows seen during the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Tarris is a funny tunner, an elite member of the public equipped with a participant pass, with a will to see as many comedy festival shows as he can handle. Tarris has penned a piece for Beat, The Funny Ton, some shitty thoughts after seeing 76 so far, about his experiences, which you can read online at beat.com.au. New to the comedy festival and not sure where to start? Why not try one of the many festival variety shows on this evening? Comedy Pick and Mix is a 30-minute sampler of funny comics at the festival. Tonight's show features Gavin Baskerville, Anil Desai, Doug, and a special guest to be announced. The show takes place at 3 Degrees at the QV. Tickets on sale now at Trybooking. Also back tonight is It's a Bonanza of Festival Comedy from the UK, the showcase of British comedy at the festival. Tonight's bill has Abigailiah Showman, Nikki Britton, Cunt and the Gang, with compere Nick Coppin. Check it out at 6 p.m. tonight at Red Violin. Tickets from Tix No Fee and at the door. Other variety shows on today include The 5:30 Show, These Kids Are Good, 100% Nuts, Here Comes the Girls, Felix Bar Comedy, Comedy Oki, and Checkpoint Charlie Comedy. Two shows this year visit some unusual locations, and we don't mean Carlton. This Thursday, Tim Russo Ross starts his three-run show of Man About the House in a renovated 1959 house in South Yarra. With music from Kit Warhurst, this will be one show with a difference. Robert Boyd, BOYD.org.au, to purchase one today. Also in progress is Standard Double, the character piece from Kate McClelland and Wes Snelling. This is a show about hotel life, not only set in a hotel, but held in an actual hotel room, in this case the Blackman on St Kilda Road. Tickets are on sale for the show, which has just added an extra 10 p.m. late show on April 19th from Try Booking. If you find yourself attending MICF on your lonesome, you may be interested in this special offer from festival act Alina Gabriel. Gabriel performs in The Sexual Awakening of Virginia Poppycock, a comedy cabaret with a touch of burlesque. Following
Thanks
tonight's
for that,
show,
Evan,
a free round of speed dating will take place run by Miss Poppycock, the princess of abstinence,
news.
Yet lover
Coming
of sex.
Up next,
and best to get it
to
free. Tickets are on sale now from Ticketmaster.com. Late night special Dungeon Crawl show off their 20-sided die tonight in Carlton. Ben McKenzie and brother Richard McKenzie unleash their fantasy adventure in the Bella Union Bar at Trades Hall. The brothers will be joined by guests Andrew McClelland, Louise Joy McRae, Jimmy James Eaton, Abigail Shawman, and John Robertson. The adventure starts 11 p.m. tonight. Get your tickets from the Bella Union website or at the door. In late night news, Festival Club returns with an infomercial-like offer. 10 comedians for $10. Tonight, Harley Breen will host Luke McGregor, Alastair Trembley-Birchall, Shane Matheson, Laura Hughes, Gavin Baskerville, Neil Kahatka, Tien Tran, Daniel Connell, Jennifer Wong, and Heyman Kent. After the comedy, DJ Sugar Glaze and Sugar Cane get the laughs going at 11:15 tonight at the Hi-Fi Bar. Tickets at the door. Also on late tonight, Bev Killick and Monty Diamante. The After Party, Blake Mitchell, An Annoying Devil in Melbourne, Ryan Coffey, and Blernshaw Comedy. A full list of today's shows are available from the Comedy Festival website, comedyfestival.com.au. As per usual, the show notes for this episode with links to everything mentioned are available over at beat.com.au. Have some news for the MICF Daily News? Shoot us an email, micfdaily@gmail.com. And be sure to keep up with us on Twitter as we bring you more news throughout the festival. Follow us at MICF Daily.
Thank you to Evan. Evan will be back this time tomorrow with another edition of the MICF Daily News. Coming up next, I chat to Neil Sinclair right here. MICF Daily.
People of Worth. Hi, I'm Brian Thompson, host of the podcast Quit It, where comedians and other funny types talk about the things they wish would quit. And sometimes they talk about the things they wish wouldn't quit. Like comedian Kurt Brownoler, who explained why Australian women should keep it up.
They're very bawdy. Like, the word body is never used here, and I think it's very appropriate for Australian women. They like jokes and butts.
They like what jokes and what butts? Well, there's only one way to find out. Look for Quit It on iTunes or online at amateurscientist.org, your home for fine comedy podcasts.
Welcome back to MICF Daily. I'm Mike Brown. We're here at the Imperial Hotel, a hub to many artists here at the 2013 Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We've managed to coop up one of them. He is the winner of Raw 2008.
Yep.
I always fact check, as you can tell, before I start an interview. Neil Sinclair. Neil, welcome to MICF Daily.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so as some people can probably tell from your accent, you know, you're a Melbournian, but you're originally from the UK. Many comedians from Melbourne have made the move over to the UK, yet it seems like you've done the opposite. Was it comedy that brought you here, or was it something else?
Well, I started doing comedy here, and then a couple of years ago, I thought I'd give it a go in London, and living in London is too hard. It's so horrible, so I thought, Melbourne's really easy.
What kind of conditions were you living in London?
Oh, there were loads of us inside a house. Like, it was insane. And I had to get a day job that was so horrible and exploitative that it was just not worth doing anymore. And, yeah, it was just awful. So I decided to come back to Melbourne and just continue doing comedy here.
Yeah.
That's much better.
Sure. And, I mean, you apply yourself so much in the Melbourne scene. In addition to performing stand-up, you have a sketch comedy podcast, comedy cassette tape. You put on the Persuasion comedy show in North Melbourne. You're a member of the My Sandwich Show group. You keep busy. What's it like managing all those projects? And do you remember what sleep used to be like?
Oh, I like to be busy. It keeps me from sitting around worrying about stuff. So, yeah, and also these things, like, they do take up time. The comedy cassette tape, I used to edit all of that, and that was what took all the time. We don't really do that much anymore.
Yeah, as a podcaster, I know what editing is like.
Yeah. But, like, I would kind of, like, take 4 hours of general kind of conversation, ideas and sketches that we'd come up with, go home with, we'd all talk about which ones we were going to use. I'd go home and take them, and I'd find the right sound effects to put over. Like, I remember one of them, we went into my subconscious, and I had to make it sound like it was inside my empty, bleak subconscious. And then we went into Alistair Tremblay's virtual subconscious that was just this party happening all over the place. So just to kind of like, just to do that, just took days and days. So, yeah, we don't do that much anymore.
Yeah, but you keep busy with, you know, all those projects.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love it. Persuasion is more Dave Warnegy. Like, he came to me with the idea, and I pretty much just turn up on the day and tear the people down. make fun of their arguments that they come in with, and then he takes it away, he edits it, he puts it out, he does all that stuff, and yeah, he's a little genius, I think.
Mm-hmm. So your latest project, it's called Phony. It's about lying, and in writing it, did you find yourself studying successful liars, or are you recalling previous lies that you've told?
Well, I looked into the science behind lying. You know the show Lie to Me? Is it that one?
Yes.
Yeah, that's based on... Oh, I can't remember his name now. there's a guy, and he's like the foremost lie expert. And so I just kind of read a lot of his stuff about how you can see a liar, how you spot a liar. And then I kind of like translated it into how to lie well. Because that's interesting as well. And then... yeah, just made a show about it. And it also is a lot of how I've been, you know, how I lie and I've been lied to, because it happens all the time, so...
Well, yeah, I guess on that, are you a comfortable liar? Or are people calling you out on your lies?
One thing I've noticed from studying this is I can now feel my body language and my verbal cues. When I lie, I can... know I'm lying. Like, I can hear what I'm saying, and I hear, and it's like, so as much as I know not to, when I lie, I know to say I didn't rather than I did not, I still feel myself saying I did not, because it's so hard to kind of get your brain out of doing that, because it does it because it doesn't want to lie.
Yeah, do you find yourself, you know, you start telling a lie and then your brain's ticking and you're sort of slowing down and catching yourself out on your own lie?
Yeah, that's it. And because I can feel that happening, I'm like, I keep on thinking, they can see it. They can see I'm lying. This is terrible. I'm not going to get away with this. But it's like actually seeing other people lie is pretty difficult. So I do try, and every once in a while I'll see them do something and I'll think, they might be lying. Mm. All right.
And in Phony, are you giving the audience tips on how to be a better liar? Have you picked up tricks of the trade?
Yeah. I've got like big sections about how to lie, how to spot a liar, and just general facts about lying. Because like people, like 91% of people admit to lying at home and in the workplace. It's like lies are everywhere. So I think it's kind of important to be able to lie well. If we're going to lie, we may as well do it properly.
Yeah, top quality lying during Phony at the Comedy Festival. Neil, when and where can we see it?
All right, you can see it at the Imperial Hotel, which is on the corner of Burke and Spring Street. And it's at 8 p.m. from the 27th of March to the 21st of April. And, there are no shows on the 6th, 13th or 20th, but don't worry about that. Like, you probably won't hit one of those. It's pretty random if you do.
Yeah, you'd be pretty unlucky to buy a ticket to a show that doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
So perhaps the person at the Ticketmaster booth is lying to you when you bought that ticket.
Yeah, keep an eye out. If they put anything between you when they say it's available, then they might be lying.
Yes.
But yeah, it's on the Comedy Festival website, and try booking.
Yeah, we'll have links to the show in the show notes of In My CF Daily. Neil, thank you so much for being on MICF Daily.
Cool, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Big thanks to our guest, Neil Sinclair. Get down to the awesome Imperial Hotel for some comedy tonight. Loads of great shows down there at the Imperial. Certainly get yourselves along to that venue and go and see Neil tonight. Now, tomorrow on MICF Daily, I chat to the guys who run Comedy Room, Commedia del Parte. That's Marcus Newman and Sean Ryan. They're going to be on telling us about what goes into running a successful comedy room and what's going on in St. Kilda, some of the fun times they've been having running Commedia del Parte. So look for that tomorrow. Plus, we've got a whole heap of Thursday MICF Daily News at the news. There's plenty going on at the festival as we come up to the weekend. So, on behalf of our guests, Neil Sinclair and Devin McHugh at the MICF Daily News Desk, my name is Mike Brown, and I'll see you at the festival.